This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Sunsets over cornfields is hard to beat. That's all I'm saying, Jay. That's all I'm saying. All right. We got a little bit of a Husker, not Husker sports, but a general sports roundup real quick. All right. What'd you think of Shane Gillis's monologue at the SPs the other night? His jokes have been all over the place.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's kind of the kind of comedian that usually can get a chuckle out of me. He did so as much at the ESPYs, but man, he could say anything. It seemed like.
All right. And I quote, Shedeur Sanders had his jersey retired to Colorado this year. People are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father. And it's not. It's because he went 13-12. I can't even say it with a straight face. He did better than I did. It's because he went 13-12 over his career and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. End quote. It was not because of his dad. Thoughts?
That's not even a joke. That's fact. That's just fact.
He said that's fact. I love that. All right. So I saw, and I didn't even click on it to read it, but just real quick, we'll spend 90 seconds on this. I saw a headline the other day, and it was from like a national sports. I can't remember who it was. That Shedeur Sanders might not even make the team at Cleveland. And then you've got like Colin Cowherd, who's like, no, he'll be starting by Thanksgiving. What is your official prediction? Will he make the team? Will he start this year? Is he second string, third string, practice squad starter right out the gate? What do you got, Jake?
I think he does make the team, and I think he does start this year at some point. But it's going to be fascinating because you do have that whole, like, he's almost like, there's no way you could avoid it. When you drafted Tim Tebow, there was going to be a media circus. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get that in this fifth round type of discussion. But obviously, as we know, he wasn't a fifth round talent. He just dropped there because of the media circus. So again, it's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But I think with that room, the Browns, I think if they start the veteran and then you about halfway through the season, you're like, well, the season isn't going anywhere, then you're probably going to get some starts. So I could see Dylan Gabriel get some. So I could see all four of them if they get some starts at some point. I don't know if they're going to bring all four of them onto the roster, but specifically him and Gabriel, unless they're that high on Pickett, to see if they've got something for the future, because Flacco's just, once the season crosses the point of we're not competing for the playoffs, then you're not going to ride with Flacco. You're going to see if you have anything for the future.
With all due respect to the Super Bowl champ, he's a bridge quarterback, and I think we all know that. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, he's still playing into his 40s, so congrats to him. But he is a bridge quarterback. I think we all kind of know that. My official prediction, heading into the Cleveland Browns' last preseason game, they name a new head coach, Deion Sanders. Game one, Shedeur's the starter. Game two, Shedeur's in the NFL Hall of Fame. That's my prediction. All right. Next headline. Indiana canceled. You probably saw this. Indiana canceled a 2027-2028 home-and-home series with Virginia. And we'll pay $500,000 to Virginia to cancel the series. Now, before I read on, reaction? $500,000 to duck Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, it's odd because it's not the name that Tennessee was, but it's a similar strategy to what Nebraska did with Tennessee, and I think we're going to see more big teams do it. But you're right. I mean, Virginia, I don't know if that – they're obviously replacing it with, like, W's, like automatic W's.
Kennesaw State.
So they at least see, they at least see Virginia as at least a threat to do that. So I get it. They're weakening their schedule again because of how hard the Big Ten play is going to be. And it's 9 conference games, not 8, which they're battling the SEC for right now. So again, I see the strategy, but again, like Nebraska, not a good look.
There's no reason, good, bad look or not, there's no reason to schedule a bunch of tough non-conference opponents because the committee has shown the more wins you have, the more likely you are to get in. Not the stronger your schedule is, the more likely you are to get in. Change how the committee does things and people will change how they schedule. Because right now, people are changing how they schedule based on how the committee's doing things. And Indiana's dropping a pretty penny to do so. They already added Kennesaw State to the 2027 schedule. And Indiana will now pay, actually they're replacing them with Austin Peay. Sorry, they already had Kennesaw State on the schedule. They will now pay Austin Peay $400,000 for a game in 2028. As the other UVA replacement. They basically paid like $900,000 to get out of playing Virginia. I mean, that's the math, right? I'm not a math major.
Which is a game they'd be favoring right now.
I mean, okay. There was one comment that stuck out to me. This is everything that's wrong with college football. Canceling a series against a Power 4 team to schedule a bakery. In other words, a bunch of cupcakes. I thought that was a little humorous. Yes, Nebraska has done something similar. But again, I've never said it. while there, you know, there's some jokes to be made, if you want some jokes to be made, but in all seriousness, I don't think I would do anything different. I don't know that I'd drop $900,000 to duck Virginia, but I get why teams are doing this. When we did not want to play Tennessee, I got it at the time.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Keep in mind, we had asked previously to move it, and Tennessee said no. Unlike when they'd asked us to move back the series, we said yeah. So keep that in mind, because that gets brushed under the rug just a little bit sometimes, and that's a key factor right there. But I will tell you, I get it. I don't like it. As a college football fan, I hate it. As a Nebraska guy, I get it. As someone who wants to make fun of Kurt Cignetti, that's a great thing to bring up.
Indiana, by the way, bringing back the Bison mascot. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, they're going to have not a live one like Ralphie or anything.
That's good.
Yeah, dressed up, yeah.
So what is a Hoosier, by the way?
I think that's just a person from Indiana, I believe.
Jake, that's a terrible definition. What, a person from Indiana? What does that even mean?
I think that's what they call themselves. Let me look. A Hoosier is a nickname for a resident of the U.S. state of Indiana. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I stand corrected. All right, Jake. Hoosier daddy, you're correct and I'm wrong. Sorry. All right. Nebraska is recruiting some in-state talent. All right, Central... let's see, Omaha, Nebraska Central safety, Torrey Pittman, is the 16th ranked prospect and number 2 safety in the country, depending on where you look. This is according to, let me see, your Rivals 300 rankings. Nebraska actually is favored at the moment, okay, to land Torrey Pittman. He's still going to take some visits, though. What are your thoughts there on landing? If we're not going to go after many guys from in-state, we're obviously going to go after the top guys. How important is it to then land those guys, Jake?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, this is like you said, he's a top type of player, and he's going to go into this. He's the number 1 player in the state for the class of 2027, ranked top 50 by some. You know, so I mean, this is a big time player, and regardless of where he is, you'd think this is like the national recruit that falls into the state of Nebraska.
Yes.
So he's going to be huge to get. I mean, that's. But maybe less so than in the past because of this year's attack at the state, I guess, is dumbed down a little bit.
All right, last thing before we head to break and get on to the hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show, where we will discuss what we think the defense will look like. And Caleb Betting had some interesting quotes. And honestly, they didn't just stick out to me because they were interesting. They stuck out to me because it's kind of what I anticipate. And to hear him say something similar is what made it really interesting to me. Also, Memorial Stadium. Not as good an atmosphere as an SEC school. That's the rumor and innuendo out there. But one final thing. All right, 2025 NFL minimum rookie contracts are $840,000. Felix Ojo signed a 3-year, $5.1 million contract to play for Texas Tech. Quick thoughts on college players. And now, he's obviously on the high end of the examples. And Texas Tech is just rolling out the cash. They got one of the biggest boosters, if not the biggest booster, in all of America as far as actually spending money. I don't know that he has the most money, but he's got money and he's spending it. So you take one of the premier examples in college football, and obviously rookie minimum, that's like the lowest example you can get from the NFL. But again, Carson Beck, there are other guys that literally were going to go to the NFL and came back to college, came out of the draft. There's a guy who might go back to A&M. We just talked about him yesterday, a first-round pick of the Browns. I don't know if that's due to money. Maybe he just doesn't like the Browns. But they're coming back to college because they can make more money. What are your thoughts on this? Good, bad? Do you care?
It's fascinating. I mean, it is a kind of the next step in this whole experiment that we said from the beginning. It didn't have guardrails on it. Now that now you don't have guardrails, it's kind of trickling off into the NFL draft and seeing where it's going at Texas Tech. I just continue to be fascinated. One was the kind of the shock of seeing this is a multi-million dollar rev share deal. So you're kind of thinking, okay, that's going to be something I'm going to have to get used to. Try to see the differences between rev share deals and just rumored deals out there, because the other ones are going to be hard to maybe track. Or NIL go, all that. They're going to try to make it easier to track. I don't know if that information will be made public. Of course, hasn't been the last couple of years. So it's fascinating. And then the other thing is this, if this Texas Tech experiment works and they're a playoff team, or if it blows up in their face, you know, and then the least interesting thing is if they'd go 8-5 or something, then we don't really get our answer one way or the other.
So remember, Texas A&M was about 4 or 5 years ago at this point under Jimbo Fisher, didn't just sign the number one recruiting class in the country. They signed the number one ranked recruiting class of all time. And then Nick Saban pointed out how they're kind of bot players. Jimbo got upset at Saban. And here we are all these years later. That class imploded. Jimbo was let go. They got a brand new head coach at A&M. And it didn't work out so well. So that's one example. This is a little different variation via the transfer portal and things of that nature, not guys right out of high school. I'm curious to see how it works as far as college guys getting paid more than NFL guys. I honestly have no problem with it. I love the idea of guys being given a reason to stay in college rather than all the reasons being to push them to the NFL, which is how it was for so long. I'm just going to say, if you're getting paid 6 and 7 figures, I'm all for it. But don't expect $1 and $2 accountability to come along with it. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour two, and we come back. Don't go anywhere.